Audio Point J, the town. If you crossed the Dart by passenger ferry, you would have followed the route of Victorian rail travellers whose tickets to Dartmouth included the ferry fare from Kingswear. The unmistakable architecture of the station restaurant was the official Great Western Railway terminus, although a train never ran to this station. Up to the Butterwalk, all the land which you've walked was once underwater. Once two hamlets either side of a tidal creek, Dartmouth expanded by gradually reclaiming land from the river. Behind the Butterwalk, built in 1635, there was a beach where boats were moored. Sited on the water's edge, the building's foundation subsided, the reason for the aptly named Sloping Decks restaurant. If you have time, call in at the museum under the Butterwalk, worth a detour for its fascinating collection of maritime exhibits. At Foss Street, a bridge crossed the creek, the waters of which once powered a tidal mill. Brown's Hill, stepped lane, lined with flowering plants, was once called Slippery Causeway. This used to be the only route into Dartmouth until the Turnpike Road was built in 1823. Being a stepped track, it was only suitable for pack horses, and up until the building of the Turnpike Road, carriages simply could not drive into town. At the top of Brown's Hill Steps once stood Dartmouth's poorhouse. It was in use until 1836, when the poor law bought in workhouses and sadly relocated Dartmouth's poor folk to Totnes. Clarence Hill is another medieval street, renamed in 1828 after the visit of the Duke of Clarence, who later became King William IV.